Host Dave Adult Expo.
Yes.
And we are here with
Nicole Sheridan.
Thank you very much for sitting in this quiet Smash booth. If they can hear the noise in the background, to know that we're really here.
I feel like we're in a DJ booth.
That's really good. And I wish I had a video camera because I have the best view here. I'm going to try and focus there.
Cleavage.
Sure, why not? All right, well, since we're at the Smash booth, let's talk about some of the projects you've done for them recently.
Well, I've actually only ever done one movie for
them. Well, there we go.
It was called Cheating Housewives 3, and it ended up being one of their bestsellers for the year, so that is why I am here, having only done one movie for them.
But it was a very good movie.
Apparently so. I don't know. I haven't seen it yet.
It was good. We all
okay.
know it was good.
Okay, good.
Now, we did an interview a while back, right? We covered all of your...
Long time ago, I think.
Okay, well, let's start with what you're doing now and work backwards.
Okay. Actually, now I'm working more behind the camera. I'm really, really selective with what I do in front of the camera now, so I'm only maybe doing one movie every other month. Behind the camera, I'm directing and shooting for Penthouse. My first movie for them that I directed will come out in March, called Slippery When Wet. And I'm also shooting production stills and box covers for them like 10 days a month. So that's pretty much my main focus right now is my photography and, you know, directing. And
are you going to transfer eventually completely behind the camera, or are you still like performing?
No, like I said, I'm really only performing for things that I've already committed to. Like this movie in April I've been committed to for like a year. Or, you know, if it's a friend or if it's a project that I really kind of believe in. But if somebody just calls me and says, you know, we want to book you, chances are I'm probably not going to do it.
Okay. Now, you've been in the business how long?
7 years. Yeah, seven years.
That's quite a career.
Yes.
So, maybe it's time to move. So you're doing great photography, obviously.
Yeah.
Is that something you've always liked, or did you pick that up recently?
I've always been interested in photography, and as a kid, like, I'd have my little point-and-shoot camera, and I've always known that I've had an eye for it, and I've, you know, been into it creatively, but I didn't really know the technical aspect of shooting. Voodoo, turns out, was a photographer before he came to the States. He was shooting weddings and family portraits and stuff in Canada. And that's what he went to school for. His degree is in photography. So when I kind of started expressing an interest in it, he said, you know, all right, look, if you want to learn, basically I'm going to teach you everything I learned in 4 years in 6 months. And he did. And it wasn't always good. It was kind of like one of those things where, you know, the student-teacher relationship doesn't always work with friends or husband and wife or boyfriend and girlfriend. So for about 6 months, I think I wanted to kill him half the time. But he really did a good job in you know, giving me a really firm, solid background and you know, something to go from here. But I've actually been shooting for 3 years. Not many people know that. But I've shot for Wicked. I've shot for Sin City, Platinum Blue, Gothic, Penthouse. God, I'm trying to even think of who else. I've shot for a ton of companies, so...
Well, that's great. Do you think that having been in front of the camera, do you think that helps you get with the shot you're looking for?
Oh, I absolutely think so. One of my biggest pet peeves, you know, as a model, is when you take a photograph and you look at it later and you're like, why didn't the photographer tell me to cover up that wrinkle? Or why? Oh, it would have been a perfect picture if just that hair wasn't in my eye or whatever it is. And you're like, why don't they notice these things before they take the shot? And that's what I really, you know, I don't take the shot unless it's a perfect shot. And that, I think, just comes from being a model. And, you know, and the girls will always say, well, I've got this here, I've got this here. And I said, baby, don't, I'm not going to take a shot that makes you look bad. You know, whatever your asset is, I'm going to work with it. And whatever, like, your flaws are or your, like, weaker points are, we'll work around those things. So, you know, and the girls really, really appreciate that. Like, a lot of the girls have said, like, God, you're my favorite photographer, you know, so that's cool.
Do you think they feel more comfortable with you because you're a woman?
I think that's part of it, you know. I think the female, because I've been in the exact same position that they've been in, and, you know, I pay attention to details, and I'm a good photographer. I've got to the point now, you know, after 3 years, where I look at other people's stuff, and there's very few people that, you know, that compete with what I'm shooting right now. So
good. Now, for those who don't know, you mentioned Voodoo.
Yes.
And those who don't know, he is your...
husband.
For how long?
6 years.
I believe you just got married when we did the last interview.
Maybe.
It's been a long time.
October 2000.
Which is just a century in porn terms. A six-year marriage. Now, is he also slowing down his performing since you're slowing yours down?
He actually, because I said to him, you know, I said, hon, what are you going to do when I tell you I don't want to work in front of the camera anymore? Because for 5 years, you know, all of our scenes involved each other with the exception of one movie that I did for Wicked. And he said, well, you know, I don't really care about performing necessarily. Not that he doesn't care about it, but... you know, that's not his focus right now either. He's gotten into shooting and editing, and he's become, like, an amazing editor. He edits all of the BTS reels for Penthouse, which are little standalone projects that may actually go to cable. You know, and he shoots everything for them, and he edits for Platinum Blue, and he edits for Gothic. And so, you know, he was kind of like, well, you know, I don't really care one way or the other. And Stormy overheard a conversation that him and I were having about this. We were on a B-movie set. And she goes, well, kind of half kidding. She goes, well, when Nicole stops performing, will you work with me? You know, could I be your surrogate performing wife? And we kind of laughed. And I was like, you can totally go work with Stormy if you want to. And then we talked about it later. And he's like, well, maybe I'll just, like, you know, only be selective and, you know, do a couple scenes here and there and only with people that I want to work with and only for companies. And I was like, yeah, that's totally cool. Because for us, it was never about the sex. It was not about, like, don't have sex with other people, because we obviously did that in the same scene. It was about the time spent apart if we worked separately. Now we're to the point where if he wants to do 2 or 3 scenes a month, I can go and hang out on set with him so he's not bored sitting there for 12 hours waiting for a scene, you know? I'm not going somewhere else and doing something else where we don't see each other. So right now that's kind of his goal, is to do, like, maybe 3 scenes a month. But the rest of the time, focus on the other things. And
would you be able to direct him and shoot him in a
scene? Oh, I have. For Penthouse, yeah.
Is that weird at all?
No, it's totally cool. I actually love it because he knows exactly what I want. I don't have to worry about, like, some guy. It's funny because girls, you can say, oh, maybe cover that wrinkle or suck your tummy in, you know. With guys, you correct something and they get super offended, you know. Or, like, okay, you need to open up more for doggy. Basically, you're saying, because your dick's not long enough and I can't see it, but you can't really, you know, you got to be a little bit more gentle with guys. Where, you know, him and I can say one little thing and he gets exactly what I'm saying. So it's really, really easy to work with him. He makes my job a lot easier.
You guys just have this great relationship.
Yeah, totally.
Now, you did a movie, Platinum Blue, this year. Were you guys skydiving?
Yes,
let's talk a little bit about that. Ergasmic.
All right. Well, Voodoo and I are skydiving instructors. We teach the first jump course for people that want to go and jump by themselves, not do a tandem. and we've been skydiving for 2 years now. We've got 365 jumps each. And we said to Sky Blue, who owns Platinum Blue, you know, God, you got to come out. You got to just do a tandem. You got to see this. It's the most amazing thing in the world. And so she put us off for about 6 months, and finally she caved in and said, okay, fine, I'll come do it. Well, she did it, and she, like, fell in love. She was like, this is the most amazing thing in the world, oh my God! So a couple months went by, and she would start kind of asking us questions, when are you gonna go again, or are you working this weekend, or, you know, can I come again? And so I could tell she was getting the itch to do it again. She came back, did her second jump, and she was sitting there on the ground afterwards, and she goes, you know, it would be really cool to, like, do a movie here. And originally it was only going to be a fetish movie. It was going to be for Gothic, which is her fetish client. And she said, you know, yeah, we'll do this thing about the sex slave ring, and they drop the girls in on tandems and whatnot. And we're like, yeah, that's totally cool. You know, we'll talk to the owner, but it should be no problem because if it's fetish, you know, there's nudity, but there's no, like, sex. You know, it should be fine. So he was, like, totally cool with it. Yeah, no problem. We kind of acted as a go-between. Well, then when she realized how much money it was going to end up costing, because, you know, those jumps, I mean, she probably spent, I don't know, I want to say like $500 per girl just to jump, plus another, you know, couple thousand to rent the plane. And so it started to add up. And she said, well, you know, I don't know if this justifies a fetish movie anymore. But, you know, if we can do sex, you know, then it's a better budget for a sex movie. We were like, we don't know if they're going to let us do that, but, you know, let us see what kind of pull we have there, basically. And talk to the people up there, and they ended up saying, you know, yeah, as long as you keep it on the down low and, you know, small crew and, you know, kind of you got to do it like bandit style almost, you know, but go for it. And so we shot it in 2 days, and not only did Voodoo and I do a scene, but I also shot all the production stills, except for the ones of me, which Voodoo shot. My pretty girl's Voodoo shot, and then from mine and Voodoo's sex stills, Voodoo set the lights up and set the camera up, and then Sky shot those stills. And Voodoo was packing parachutes and shooting all the BTS.
Wow, you guys were
so
busy.
So we slept like 2 hours in those 2 days.
So anybody who hasn't seen it, that was a good movie. Lots of fun. Lots of high action scenes.
Yes.
Was that one jump that was filmed, or did you guys do more than one?
There were two jumps filmed for Voodoo and I. There was the one in the beginning and the one in the end. The other girls all, when they got dropped in, we were originally planning on shooting it twice. And the first take went so well that we were already prepaid for a second jump. So Sky said, you know what, anyone on the crew who wants to do a tandem, go ahead. Brian, Sammy Slater, the cameraman, ended up doing a tandem. Jenner and Seth Dickens ended up, you know, being able to do one. So, and I think it's in the BTS, but it's not in the movie.
Now, they've set it up for a part two.
Yes.
So are we going to see part two this year? Or?
I don't know. Trying to be politically correct. This was one of those things that we really kind of got blood out of a stone. And I think that in order for there to be a part two and for Voodoo and I to be involved in it, I think there's going to have to be a little bit more of a budget. Because I think the movie turned out great, but I think with a little bit more, we could have made it, like, even better.
It's very stripped down movie, except for the skydiving.
Right.
The rest of it's very stripped down. And
right.
Use the locations you had and shot.
Right, exactly.
But yeah, the story stopped right in the middle.
Yeah.
So if there's no sequel, then we're all left hanging.
Yeah.
So we're hoping for a part two.
Yeah.
Anything else? Do you have a website going?
I do. I have NicoleSheridan.com, which, you know, I've had for a while. And I don't know. I guess just look for more, you know, the stuff that I'm doing behind the camera. I'm hoping in this year to put up a site of things that I've actually shot. I don't know what I thought about calling it Nicole's Girls, but then I thought it would get confused with Nikki's Girls, which is an escort service site. So I thought maybe that wasn't a good idea, but I don't know, you know, see what I can work there. And what I ultimately would like to do is do more magazine work. I've been publishing both Playgirl and Penthouse, but I would like to kind of make that a priority and a focus and see what happens there.
Sounds great. And we're going to see you skydiving in the new clothes, is that right?
You are, yes.
That's going to be hot.
Yes.
We'll be looking for that. And
you might have to wait a couple months. I'll get a little warmer, because I think right now I would freeze my nipples off.
I think I've already waited like 6 years, so I guess,
you
know,
a few more
months will be okay. So thank you, Nicole. Everyone, go to NicoleSheridan.com and check out her great stuff.
Thank you.
Thank you.